Welcome to T3 Observations for Sunday, August 22nd, 2010. Well, the market is not performing very well, and we'll take a look at the first chart where we have some indications that what you need to do to hold on if we're going to get a run into the end of the month, maybe into early September. And then we're going to take a look at some of the longer-term implications which come from the investor client T chart, which we are featuring the likelihood that we're going to have to be in an extended bear market looking for the next cash buildup phase at the expiration of T13, which is best computation is August 26th, and which, you know, is next week. And then we're going to move on to the next series of topics, which are basically on the bonds, as I prepare to do the bond analysis. And I thought there were some things of interest in there, since they, during a bear market, they tend to be in a bull market. And so that's really the only bull market indicator that we'll be able to, a bull market investment that we'll be able to concentrate on. And starting next month, I have the opportunity to take the advanced decline T's program, which is plotting the second chart, and all the data has been put in for bonds, gold, and both kinds of bonds and both kinds of gold, and we'll start producing charts that enable us to make some analysis, and we'll talk about some of the general ideas, extending what I did last week when we showed the bond T's. Okay, let's get to the first chart, which is the regular S&P channels versus the volume oscillator with the green advanced decline line in the middle. It's negative that the market has got itself caught underneath the mid-channel line. Down at the bottom of the chart, I have showed the blue volume oscillator coming back to a potential bottom pattern. That is, as of Friday's close, it was back to where it closed about 5 days ago. And if that breaks down on Monday, then you just have to say that the T's have been washed out, and you're in the close enough to the end of the T to the end of the large advanced decline T to just sink out. I still don't believe that that's likely to be the case, because the there are actually two, the bearish T, which is the most the first one to go out, which is the black T here, should still have a pop-up rally at the end, which would be probably a little bit after the August 26th. And there is a simple T, which is just to put the center post of a T in the actual low at the end of June, probably the last day of June, and look at the April high and count the number of days down to that. You'll get that what's the simple T, and that has the potential to kind of hold the market on. Probably all it can do is hold the market in a sideways trend before it drops off and goes into the 13th T's downside, which will eventually, in the next session, we'll be forecasting it goes down to June or July of next year. And that will be probably quite a rapid bear market decline. It's part of the 40-year cycle's general deflationary trend. We're already seeing a couple of items that are very negative for the near term. One of them is the traffic, the flows of the money out, which is going during this bearish T, are going into the bond market, and they appear to be people just escaping the fact that they don't like what they see. There's no good news. However, in my experience, I haven't found a bearish T that yet that won't finally come up with a rally into its endpoint. And so I would say that if we don't go down on Monday and we start to turn around, you can see that the advanced decline line has not done anything too bad, and you could have a little bit of a down day even in the advanced decline line, and you wouldn't have broken the previous low. But I would say that I think the odds still favor that what you're going to do is you're going to make a bottom at the with the volume oscillator. You're going to turn up, the advanced decline line is going to pop up into make a little token new high, and the S&P 500 might have a short covering rally or something, but that at the end of that rally, which would probably which could be late next week or something like that, maybe wants to go into the end of the month and top out in the first part of September via the simple T, then that will be the end of the story, and I would expect that the market will decline quite rapidly thereafter. And you should see it looks more like a historic decline is coming because of the weakness that we have had in the up to date, and the opportunity for the 13th advanced decline T to just take the and push you right into the into an extended market decline after fiddling around with all the short-term stuff. Now let's go on to the second chart, which I have a couple of other features tied in. Remembering that the important thing about the position that you're going into is that as you expire the 13th T, which is drawn from a split bottom, you have an advanced decline line which has made a higher peak than the 07 peak, and you're stuck in the same position that the market was in 07 relative to the fact that the AD line had to go and start all over again, making a new cash buildup phase for this T. In the case of 07 down to the split double bottom in late 08, 09, that's a 17-month bear market. That is also the typical bear market for the post-1929 period. That is, it's the average. In this case, I was talking with Rich, who was my friend, which I commented on last week, that you would think that given the anemicness of this bull market, that the decline would be quite severe. And you wouldn't do a lot of dilly-dallying like was done in the if you look at the drop-off T12, you can see it came down for a little while, that it had a rally that failed, and then it started to go down in earnest. This one here should just is already started down because the top was seen in April. But once you if you get a head start on this thing, and no matter what you do on the upside here, it won't mount to much, not in this time scale anyway, then the market's just going to break down, and you would think you'd go below the March low. You can show that when you get to the bond rates and you look at the dividend yields on common stocks, that there's something going on in the in that area that would lead you to believe that you're going to have to go down a lot in the market in order to get the dividend yield on common stocks to come up to provide you with a cushion on the downside. For example, in the if you take the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is 30 blue chip stocks, they are currently yielding 2.7%, whereas the S&P 500, which is a little more growth oriented, and there's a lot more of the stocks, is yielding about 2.1%. That stacks up against a very safe 20-year Treasury bond yield of used to be 4%, is now down to 3.7%. The advantage of the reason the money is moving over to the bond funds is that if you're talking about treasuries, that they will pay you more interest. Right now it's 3.7 versus either 2.1 or 2.7, depending on which market average you want to look at. So you get a better yield, and the bonds guarantee that at maturity they're going to give you back the amount that you put in. So if you were to buy a $1,000 bond, you'll get some interest, which would be at least 3.7% till maturity, and at the end of the time, the government guarantees that they'll give you the same number of dollars back. Generally, stocks don't need to have a high interest rate because they have growth factors, but the growth factor is now disappearing from the stock market, and the very fact that the investments in stocks do not guarantee that it's at the end of some period they're going to give you back the amount of money that you put in is what's driving people out. And so they've lost confidence, which we'll see in the confidence indicator. And that what that calculates is you have to find another way to get people to come back and look at the bonds versus stocks in a more realistically favorable way for common stocks. Barring the any sudden changes, the only way you can get the interest rates of the yield on common stocks to go higher is to send the price down, because the dividend yield is not a growth, it's been stable. If you look over the last couple of years, basically, the 2.5% type numbers is all you can, all you're going to get. And with the economy going into a stagnation mode, that's all you could really expect looking for the future. So if you want to get the yield from, say, 2.1% for the S&P 500 to go above the 3.7% that you get in the bonds, the only thing you can do is take the market down. So if you wanted to double that 2.1% to a high, say 4.2%, which would get you above it, you'd have to cut the Dow, you'd have to cut the S&P 500 and a half, and that would take you down to the March low. When we were talking, when Richard and I were talking, we thought that that probably was going to be the way it was, that you were going to have to do something like that because the Federal Reserve has run out of ideas as far as making the whole equation for investment more positive. It will be quite catastrophic, but it's in line with the 40 and the 80-year cycle work that we've commented on before, and as it's in the archives, that you're going into a depression, and you actually started the decline in the end of the 12th advanced decline T. You've had a rally, and it, sooner or later, we're just going to enter this new bear market, and that would be the second wave down. The first wave is from 07 to 08, into early 09. Then a recovery, and then now you're going to go into another wave. This wave here could be a very short, but it could be extremely deep based on the numbers that you see and the 40-year cycle. A very unpleasant subject, but that's the way it, you know, if it had come up a little bit stronger into August, you might not leap to that kind of a conclusion. But I think it's fairly straightforward deduction that what the market's doing is just hanging on here for it's trying to remember that it wants to go to the August 26th date or the early September date, but it can't. It has no there's no money to get in because the news is bad, and the evidence is that the money wants to get out of stocks because they don't have the requisite yields for holding people in at this point in time. So, looks like we're going to have a, we'll be entering a bear market period, which will alter my publishing schedule because I have to catch up on my tutorials. And we'll be back and we'll talk about that relative to the next section, which is the bond market's message.